With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Conservation departments and lake groups put a lot of time and money into removing and preventing aquatic invasive species. To help get a better picture of how that fight is going, volunteers will be out in droves this Saturday for Wisconsin's annual Snapshot Day. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
Eurasian water milfoil, curly leaf pondweed, and spiny water fleas are a couple aquatic invasive species known to have found their way into some lakes in the Northwoods.
It's definitely not a losing battle.
Emily Heald is the Rivers Educator with UW-Madison Division of Extension. She says if you can catch an invasive species early, it's a lot easier to remove. That's one of the goals of Snapshot Day.
The event is really impactful in a lot of ways, from the AIS management just to the feel-good aspects of connecting people with the environment.
This Saturday, volunteers will spread out at 25 locations across the state. A different conservation organization leading each site will teach people to identify AIS relevant to that area and then send them out to lakes, rivers, and streams in search of them.
It's very open to all abilities, so if people are not comfortable entering the water, they don't have to. There's plenty of ways that people can help. But if people are comfortable with it, they're welcome to wade into the water to get a closer look at things.
The data they collect helps inform aquatic invasive species management and hopefully provides early detection to make that management more effective.
We also teach people how to avoid spreading invasive species through cleaning their gear between monitoring sites. But on the feedback surveys that we do every year, we also hear a ton of people say that they just feel really good and they love helping the environment. They like to meet people with similar interests. They get to see new waters and look at things in a different way.
There are a couple locations in northern Wisconsin this year, including Manitouche Waters, Lake Tomahawk, Tomahawk, Elko, and Florence. Children are welcome to participate, but it's recommended they be 8 years or older, and they must be accompanied by an adult. Registration is required. The deadline to sign up is noon this Friday. We have a link to sign up at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
Wisconsin health officials are urging parents to talk to a trusted health care provider about getting their children vaccinated. It comes as 9 cases of measles have been confirmed in Oconto County, and school is set to start up in just a couple of weeks. Dr. Ryan Westergaard says it's not considered an outbreak. He's the chief medical officer for the DHS Bureau of Communicable Diseases.
The risk that secondary cases occur in that region is not zero, but because of our discussions with local health department, we feel that the risk is low because the cases through that investigation we have not identified significant exposure to other people in the community.
About 86% of students in Wisconsin met the minimum immunization requirement. It's a decrease from the previous school year. DHS says unfamiliarity with the new meningitis vaccination requirement for students in grades 7 to 12 is behind the decrease. The state has also seen a rise in students using a personal conviction waiver to waive one or more vaccines.
Some transmission can happen anytime there are people who are unvaccinated. On a population level, there is a rule of thumb that we aim for, whereby if we do have an introduction of a case, that it's very unlikely to cause an outbreak. And that rule of thumb is 95%. It's higher than in measles than it is for many conditions, because measles is so extraordinarily transmissible. One of the most contagious viruses that we know about.
In the WXPR listening area, only a handful of districts meet that 95% threshold for the MMR vaccine, including Crandon, Lac-des-Flambeau, Lakeland Union, Hurley, and Phelps. A new study shows that most faculty at Wisconsin universities and across the country have serious concerns about the consequences of teaching about hot-button political topics. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
The study from Brandeis University aimed to understand what faculty thought about specific political issues and how they taught about them. Research scientist Graham Wright says they found that many hot-button topics rarely come up in classroom settings.
Less than 10% of the faculty we spoke to reported actively teaching about Israel-Palestine, and for 3/4 of them, it just never came up at all, despite all the discourse about these issues.
He says despite faculty being spoken of as activists, only about 20% of faculty included in the study engaged engaged in any form of political activism or social media posting about current politically contentious topics. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
A bear that had been wandering northern Wisconsin with a plastic jar stuck on its head has been freed. Sightings of the bear had been occurring since July 26th in Sawyer, Bayfield, and Douglas counties. Trapping and monitoring efforts were unsuccessful until this weekend. A trained expert responded to a report of the bear Sunday and was able to dart the bear with an immobilization drug. The plastic jug was removed and the bear was relocated to a safe wooded area. The bear was underweight for this time of year, but quickly began feeding on berries once released. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.